Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, Festival Republic, the company that runs Electric Picnic, has said it is planning for 70,000 people to attend the festival at Stradbally at the end of September. It comes as Minister Catherine Martin is planning to announce an opening plan for the live entertainment industry by the end of this month. This is what Melvin Benn, the managing director of Festival Republic, had to say about that on the News at 1 on RTE Radio 1 yesterday.
Obviously, from my point of view, I can't wait until the end of August for that pathway to be clear, that events can take place at the end of September, and therefore I'm investing and you know, all of the teams are investing in the effort to try and make sure that the picnic can happen by presuming that we are going ahead. And I'm saying presuming that we are going ahead because let's be 100% clear here. Nobody's told me I can't go ahead.
Well, nobody's told Melvin Benn he can't go ahead with the Electric Picnic and 70,000 music fans at Stradbally next month. But local councillors in Laois are calling for the festival to be cancelled, the same as it was last year. I'm joined by councillors Pascal MacAvoy of Fianna Fáil and Aisling Moran of Fine Gael. Good evening to you both. And councillor Pascal MacAvoy, you're a resident of Stradbally. What do local people have to say when they heard plans going ahead, 70,000 people?
Yes, thanks for having me on, John. They're totally opposed to it in general. I'd say 90% of them are totally opposed to it. They're not one bit happy. There has been absolutely no consultation with anyone in the town or surrounding areas in relation to this festival going ahead.
And why are they so against it? Obviously, I know that sounds like a lot of people, given what we've had over the last year and a half. But if people, I don't know if there was a system for people to attend the festival that were fully vaccinated, would that alleviate local concerns?
No, it's coming too soon, John. Look, 70,000 people at the end of September coming into a small town or a festival is madness. It's happening nowhere in Europe. It's happening nowhere in, you know, like, it's too many too soon. There's an awful lot of uncertainty around COVID. The Delta variant especially, it's breaking through people that have already been vaccinated. We just need more time to see where this is going and where we are going to end up with COVID. I think 70,000 people to any event, anywhere in the country, is madness. And put them into a field for 4 days in the middle of Ireland is madness.
Would 70,000 be bigger than what you've had in previous Electric Picnics?
Yes, it's the biggest one yet.
If it goes ahead. And presumably, Pascal, it's been very good for Stradbally and for County Laois, for the local economy.
Absolutely. From an economy point of view, it has. But this is not about money. This is about people's health. You know, that's first and foremost in all our minds here. We have had our troubles here with COVID in Stradbally. We have a nursing home here which suffered a breakout of COVID there in February, and we lost 20 patients in the matter of weeks. And it's very, very raw in this area, and you know, this is an aging community. We definitely don't want to picnic this year. We appreciate Melvin Benn and Festival Republic. They've done a lot for the area down through the years, but look at another year out and come back the following year, hopefully with COVID being managed and well able to live with it, we'd all be happy. But at the moment, we just don't want it.
And presumably, your councillor Aisling Moran, do you agree? Is it the same concerns you have? Because I don't think you want to see 70,000 people in the area either.
Yes, totally. I agree with Pascal completely. I don't think we should have 70,000 people coming into Laois, coming anywhere in Ireland at the moment, I'd say. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Aisling. Yeah, and I know Pascal's made it very clear that, that the loss of life due to COVID is something that's very much on the minds in the locality as well. So maybe, yeah, as he said, it's not about money. It has been a big loss, I would imagine, to the local economy, though, and to a lot of people in business, not to have an event like this.
Oh, completely, yeah. People rely on it. Like, I know myself, once it gets to the end of August every year, you're delighted waiting to go to the Electric Picnic. And, you know, the locals love it. The businesses make a few pound out of it. And Stradbally has now become the unwritten capital of Laois nearly at this stage. But unfortunately, bringing 70,000 people into a field in Stradbally, in my opinion, is very irresponsible. Like, the Delta variant is much more transmissible. Mike Ryan has said that Delta is a warning that the virus is evolving, and that we should be looking at it like that. You know, outdoor transmission is still unclear. They're saying it's about 20 times less. But a lot of the picnic is indoors. You've all the marquees where all the bands are playing.
Right.
People in tents. You know,
I have a statement that I have just got in the last moment, in fact, from the organisers of Electric Picnic, with 12 reasons why Electric Picnic should go ahead. I don't know if I'm going to get through them all, but top of them is that Electric Picnic would be restricted to individuals who are fully vaccinated 14 days prior to the event, with no entry permitted to those who are not fully vaccinated. There would be advanced registration for Department of Health contact tracing, and there would be an approved event management plan implementing extensive health and safety requirements. Aisling, would that alleviate concerns for you or your family who've been at the picnic before, or for other people in the area?
I was at a funeral last weekend, John, and I got a phone call after, or a text a couple of days later, say I was a close contact. And the person that I was a close contact was doubly vaccinated, had two Pfizer vaccines. So, you know, that was at a funeral, and it was probably 500 people at the funeral, all outside, away from each other. When you go into a concert, you'll be singing and you introduce alcohol into it. Everybody is hugging each other, and it's not safe. And like, I can't wait for the picnic to come back next year. But I just think this year we need, like, we're really in a trial period still. We don't know if the vaccines will work on some of the variants, really, and how strong they are. We don't know how long they're lasting, the vaccines are lasting. So I just think give it till January or February of next year. Then we can start making decisions.
Would you be concerned about losing the Electric Picnic in the area, though? Because, Pascal, in this statement, I'm just trying to read through it, they point out to music festivals plan to go ahead in Scotland in early September. Also, they say that from next week onwards, thousands of music fans from the Republic of Ireland will cross the border to attend live music concerts in Belfast Custom House Square with the likes of Tom Jones, James Arthur, Codaline, Nile Rodgers and Chic. People want to go to concerts again and will be going to them elsewhere.
Yeah, but in fairness, John, those concerts that you're talking about cross-border, they're all sit-down concerts where they'll be managed. You know, they'll be a lot different than the Electric Picnic. Electric Picnic is a completely different. It's a festival. It's people letting their hair down, having a good time. You know, there's...
But if they're all vaccinated and following COVID restrictions and being careful...
As I've already said, this virus, the Delta variant, is breaking through the vaccination. If you look at Israel at the moment, like, it was the trophic country there for a long time. Now they're you know, things are starting to fall asunder on them over there, you know. And it's just, we don't, the uncertainty around COVID has to be a big problem for everyone.
If Minister Catherine Martin
is sending out those signals, yes, down, he's the world's top man,
yes,
at this game, you know.
If Minister Catherine Martin was to announce an opening plan for live entertainment and for, say, a music festival with lesser numbers, perhaps, than 70,000, would you accept a scaled-back version, either of you?
Well,
go ahead, Ashley.
Oh, sorry. Thanks, Pascal. Look, the way I would look on it, if they came back, the last Electric Picnic had 55,000 people, and now in the middle of a pandemic, they want to have 70,000 people at it. So I think if Festival Republic had come in and said, let's go back to the John Reynolds days of 5,000 or 10,000 people, we'll be able to control it better, we'll do a live streaming and it'll be all Irish bands, we'll give the work to all the people who have been out of work for the last year and a half and are only dying to pick up a guitar or sing. So I think, you know, that's the important thing.
Okay, much smaller is what you're saying. And Pascal, finally, I'm wondering, Pascal, I don't know what Minister Catherine Martin's going to announce or whether she would announce a figure of 70,000. Hard to believe, perhaps. Would Laois County Council and yourselves be able to override that decision or do anything about it?
Well, look, at Laois County Council, you know, they're the decision makers when it comes to giving the licence for the picnic. The picnic can't go ahead without a licence. That's the way the planning system works in this country. And I'd imagine several different stakeholders will be feeding into the planning process in the council. So, you know, I'm awaiting with see what way that goes. And we hope to have word on that by the end of this week or early next week.
But we heard Melvin Benn say, well, no one told him it can't go ahead with 70,000, so it is going ahead. It's not.
Yeah, in fairness, I wouldn't expect Melvin Benn to say anything else. You know, I mean, he's going to push, you know, that's...
Yeah.
Well, for lots of jobs, in fairness, for lots of jobs, for lots of, and I know you're worried about people travelling for work as well for this. Over 500 days closed, says this, concludes this statement from the organisers of Electric Picnic. Our sector was the first to close and still we are fully closed. Thank you for joining us this evening, Laois councillors Pascal McAvoy and Aisling Moran there. 51551 for your text. Thank you.